It's beginning to look a lot like Endgame. Romney everywhere you go. A hat trick for the governor last night in Wisconsin, Washington, D.C., and Maryland on this Wednesday, April 4th. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, John.
So we begin with the primaries, where there was some good news for Mitt Romney, also some good news for U.S. automakers in some different numbers, an update on the situation in Syria later on this hour, and spy versus spy in the war on terror. First, let's get the morning's top headlines.
A clean sweep from Mitt Romney after he wins in three more presidential primaries. He now has more than half of the delegates needed to clinch the GOP nomination. After convincing victories last night in Maryland, Wisconsin, and the District of Columbia, Romney appears to have a general election mentality.
This really has been quite a night. We've won a great victory tonight in our campaign to restore the promise of America.
Romney won over Tea Party supporters and ran closely with Rick Santorum among voters who consider themselves to be very conservative. Santorum tried to rally that base after a disappointing night.
We have now reached the point where it's halftime. Half the delegates in this process have been selected. And who's ready to charge out of the locker room in Pennsylvania for a strong second half?
The next batch of Republican primaries come April 24th when five states hold contests, including Santorum's home of Pennsylvania.
Thousands remain without power this morning after a series of tornadoes tore through the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. The National Weather Service says as many as a dozen twisters touched down across the city, damaging some 650 buildings. But miraculously, no deaths have been reported. Most of downtown was spared from the twisters, but the suburbs took a real hit. Here's a woman speaking from Kennedale, Texas.
I got into a bathroom that's in the inner quarter of the house, and about 3 minutes later, the lights went out, and the tornado came through our house.
I don't know if you saw extraordinary video footage from local television stations monitoring those tornadoes. Huge funnel crowds. About 150 people remain in local shelters today. Severe weather could have an impact over a wide portion of the southeast today, from New Orleans all the way to Nashville.
President Obama is set to sign the Stock Act later today. The measure bars members of Congress and their staff from engaging in insider trading or profiting from information gained during the course of their jobs. Lawmakers threw out a measure that would require public reports from people who gather information from Congress and sell it, mostly to investors.
200 U.S. Marines have arrived in Australia to begin a permanent joint training mission. President Obama and Prime Minister Julia Gillard announced a plan in November to rotate 2,500 Marines through northern cities. The initial six-month rotations will not include heavy equipment, vehicles, or aircraft.
Federal health officials are looking into a growing outbreak of salmonella in 19 states and the District of Columbia. The Food and Drug Administration says it may be linked to sushi, with investigators focusing mainly on spicy tuna rolls. At least 90 people have been reported sick, seven of them hospitalized. And Baylor became the seventh women's team to have a perfect 40-0 season. They beat Notre Dame last night 80-61 for the NCAA championship. They made it look easy.
No suspense there.
Yeah, absolutely. Their 6'8" forward Brittany Griner had 26 points, 13 rebounds to help lead the Bears to a perfect season. Look up Brittany. She has an amazing storyline, by the way. That was an exciting game.
Great player and a great individual, great student as well. So let's take a look at markets. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down. Futures are down for Wall Street this morning. The Dow gets underway at 13,199. The S&P opens at 1,413. And the NASDAQ begins trading at 3,113. Later on the show on this 4/4/2012.
The fact is that we went to war in Iraq on a lie, and that lie was your lie.
Yes.
Curveball saying the word yes there. The man whose lies about weapons of mass destruction helped form the basis of invading Iraq. He speaks in a new BBC series. We're going to talk to the producer behind that interview. We want to hear from you. Tell us about a lie you told because you thought it was worth it. Tell us the story of how it turned out. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to thetakeaway.org. But we're going to head to Wisconsin first, not because we want an excuse to think about and talk about cheese. No, no, no. There was a primary there last night, and
I
it delivered some good news for Romney. Well, we can talk about cheese.
Sure, I'd love to.
It's not the only reason, though.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.